17, which was meant for appointment of inspector.
Can you put it more politely? Because we, it's like we are aware, as you correctly said with your previous recommendation. Maybe we should just give it at this background, not to you as writing, you are aware of the comment that they gave. You could see the writing and extract the money which we received. However, after the visit that we made, we realized that whatever, or we are feeling that the part of the money, so that they understand why, not that we just put it at the ear, so come up with the right thing.
Although Shazari has committed to paying back the money to him for appointment of inspectors for the 10th of 2017, we appeal that the department be given a part payment of that money, that there is a dire need to appoint inspectors.
We request.
I will request.
You like it, huh? You like it.
That is it, you know, because at least there is the self employment, not disappointed by the fact that the same government that was created to them does not find. I think that point is right, because also the department buys from the shelter employment. All other issues that you worry about, but also in terms of money, they will be able to spend on their own. So the current city government can't produce. They can't produce, you can't produce bananas, and then ask your kids to go bananas next. Because the kids are trying to understand. Because of course we can say all the at least the commodities that are available there, they are support sales and government, and so it should be the supplier. And then those that the clients get from other places can be taken to the country.
If you remember when they did a presentation to us in the previous parliament, they said to us, we went there, you remember you and I and the committee members went there, and they said to us,
you're
not going to
make
any other deal. No, you're not going. Well, we just got there.
Oh, you mean? Oh, okay.
Yeah, in the chat. There were two, and we went to visit them and see what they had, produced furniture and chairs for ministers' offices and all sorts of stuff. And they said something that the previously departments had to buy from them, that they could not sell to the public. The system was then changed, and they were instructed they must be such a loss to government because government can pay for everything. So they must raise a portion of their funds by selling their products to whomever, tailorings or anybody. And they shifted to that new policy. So the policy currently is that government does not have to buy from them, but they are allowed to sell their products anywhere in the world to anybody on any border. If you are suggesting that we go back to the old system, there's going to be a resistance to that. So what that's why I would try to say we should word it, Treasury must encourage all government departments to purchase from the shelter deployment factories, whatever they're called now, where possible. Instead of making it a force, making it a treasury must send a letter to all departments saying, you should try to purchase from the shelter deployment factory, not you have to. If they have to, then they will tell us, oh, the government is funding it all and stuff, and all that.
It's funny, as I hear the policy, I don't know if you really want to go back to the old policy where you say it's only government that can buy. But come and find, because you know, I know, that what is produced there might not be attracted to many people but from outside. But government has a responsibility, has an obligation to make it a point that what is being produced there, it is its own creation. It can generate money. It does not ask for money, because at the end, they end up owing debt to the government and ask for money because no one buys. Yet most of the money that comes from the department goes to prices. So whatever way, because apparently they are being encouraged, and nothing new, they know they've been encouraged long ago that they must buy that, but they don't do it. So I think we are right, because whatever we are proposing, it doesn't mean that it is going to go that way. But there has to be a strong word that says, we can't do everything for the social development when we have government who are taking the money of the government to the private sector instead of buying. Why would we create that entity and yet we are not supporting the government? It's when you wish. So I think another problem is I agree with what is proposed. Let's leave it that way. Because people are saying encouraged. We're encouraging them now, and they're not doing it.
So what is the list can end up for you?
Me?
For now, it's a list. The Committee on Armaments Destination to ensure that the National Treasury encourages government departments to procure what can be supported to implement and control.
That's not what Lori was said. That's what Honorable Oli said. Is that
what I was wondering is that Treasury should condemn the department's right of goods from the shelter employment.
Can we add
comment?
I have a compromise. I mean, I'm not trying to trick you, I'm just trying to, because what's going to happen is the Department of Education is going to say that the debt got 5 rand salary, now we're going to take 25 rand from the social development factory, so then I need more money from Treasury and it becomes a circus. I will agree to that if I can just add at the end wherever possible. Because otherwise they're going to say we're trying to force them completely, and then they're going to pay too much for the goods, and then the education budget has to go up, the public works budget has to go up, everything has to go up because we have to buy from only one place. So I would agree to your wording. If we can just put 2 words at the end, say wherever possible. So it gives them a tiny space that if it's really not possible, then they can buy from anything.
Just compel wherever possible.
There are going to be some instances where it's not possible. If it has to be 100%, they're going to say no.
But it can't be 100% because they're not going to get to the thing that they want.
Well,
so for the thing that, you know,
that they can
get from there. Because we can't force to say general, it can be those that are not there, but for those that are there, they must go there and they must go and negotiate.
That's what wherever possible means. If it's possible, you must go there. If it's not possible, you can go anywhere.
No, that's too big. It does. You know what you are saying? Now, my collection of uniforms, when you say wherever possible, it means anyone. But it has so many interpretations. Can you come up with something? Let us see it. Okay, let's assist them.
So, person, I think the right way would be national treasury must cover the government department to procure 15 percentage. You must set a federal target so that you avoid the wherever possible and also avoid the 100%. But there must be a target of goods that we expect that they purchase from this small business. Because you cannot invest really and at the same time not come and support. Otherwise, you're putting your money in a house. So I think even if we can't set the percentage ourselves, but we are asking the treasury to set a certain target for the department to purchase this. Thank you.
I don't know what happened. Because in saying, I think what he's saying, instead of saying we command, just command and leave it like that, which then is your worry. But to say, instead of saying whenever, they will decide what percentage, but it is a certain percentage of your budget for the same whatever. You must, so the compare, they can't run away. But when you say when it's possible, they will run away, they still have a cash. So, but when you say a certain 7 days, it's like, it's not like my previous contribution to what has been called. I was saying, they must buy everything that is there, and then they must buy what they cannot buy from outside. But now this has been edited. He's saying a certain percentage, meaning that they have to support. We can't leave it open and say when it's possible. One treasurer decides that out of of your 2 million of furniture, then a certain percentage has to. And then all the government will know that they are supporting and they are forcing. And the field is open. So for me, I can leave it at one. Remember, another point. Let's go.
If we go the route of going to a certain percentage, to me, we are not directing anything, because a certain percentage can be anything between 2% to be the worst scenario. This is not going to affect the shelter employment. So, if for instance, we agree on certain targets, let us be clear of the target that we want, what percentage is that?
Okay, I hear you, because the idea I leave with it, hoping that the treasurer will know exactly what he wants so that it does not poke up more money. Then you come with the facility. But then you still must propose that also, right? Come up with the facility. Can I have a logic?
Chairperson, I do understand from Honourable Lawler's point. We don't want to say something that has no teeth. I mean, I understand that. The trouble is, if you give Honourable Mateka and Honourable Abram and Honourable Lawler to each your percentage, we're going to sit here all day arguing, because I'm going to then say 2%, and he's going to say 90%, and Honourable Lawler might say 60%, and Honourable Abram might say 35%. We can't do that. I agree with your original proposal on this matter, that you set a certain percentage. Treasury needs to sit and do calculations as to what the implications for the budget are. But if we say 60%, and it works out that their furniture, I mean, let's be honest here, their furniture is really good quality, but that makes it expensive. So the problem with that is it's posh furniture. They don't make cheap furniture that you can buy early, they make posh furniture. And it's nice furniture, I like it actually. You can put it in my office any day, I really like it, it's very posh. But the problem is it's expensive. And if we here and choose a percentage, the implications of what we say here are not sustainable necessarily, because we don't know what the implication is. How much money is 2% of the furniture? We don't know what that number is. And for each apartment it's different. So I really think, you know, we have to start seriously to be able to do numbers. And so I agree with your proposal. A certain percentage, that really I can support. but we are expecting treasury to come up with that percentage. So that, you know, we're not leaving them all book. Treasury must come up with a percentage that is realistic for departments to spend on furniture and goods at the shelter before it's taken. That then gives them an instruction that we would like them to comply with, and doesn't leave it open-ended. So we can't do that calculation.
Are we all agree with that? No opposition. So this is on the board. Can I have the detail already?
No, it's not there.
But it's not 9 inch.
Madam Chair, I'm on. I want to add more recommendations.
Urgently not just the dress, the urgency in the dress. He was raised by the Auditor General, the emphasis on matter and predetermined objectives, and reports back to the Parliamentary Committee by whenever Chairperson sent the idea to organize their schedules and timing and all that. But, you know, soon in the new year, we don't want to still sit next year this time with the same thing. Before we get to the end of financial year, we must have a report back. So if they don't do it, we can call them out, but, you know, we told you in October, we must deal with this. And it's now March and you've done nothing. So I want to say by other March, but if it would suggest a time then for them to report to us, so that it doesn't go on and on and on, and then they'll come next and say, oh yeah, we tried, trying is not enough. So what the devil is quite clear, if it says you're not checking ways for retention of something, or consultant, you're not stopping the consultant. So I wasn't thinking mention that too much consultants, not enough checking on some of the ways for retention and so on. So I just don't want it to be too sort of vague. But there's my suggestion. The department urgently assess and report back to the committee by, I don't know, chairperson, you say, or on the lawyer, maybe you can say, but by a certain time. Because I think we must make it more, you know, by March, maybe, or some, I don't know, because it's now October.
Before the end of the financial year.
Yeah, okay. Before the end of the financial year, it's fine.
Sunday.
That is coming about March.
So we can live with that because this progress that we want to get. Yeah. Okay.
And then the same thing with the next point. I want to do the same thing. It's the part of the best leadership as well as financial and cultural management issues in the compensation fund and the budget of employment. So, but more forceful and far away. We have a manager and a person who always used to say to us as board councillor, that's very nice, by way. And then we say, oh, but it takes a long time, and say, fix that problem, by way. So I think we must tighten the wording of it somehow. I suppose what we should do.
The same suggestion was made last year.
That's the problem. Last year we said it and it got worse.
No, you see, We must also be realistic when we make this recommendation. You know yourself that you have to get there. If we say we must sort out the IT problem before the end of the financial year, that's not realistic. But if you put that question,
okay, so I hear you, but it doesn't actually say IT. It says leadership and financial and performance management. It doesn't actually even say IT. In other words, another point of compensation, tension, and urgency. And 6 months is not a long time. It's enough time to. 6 months is enough time to find the new commissioner. And performance management, we might set targets, that also 6 months is enough time to do that.
I get the compensation challenge and what is it in the difficult. And with the challenges that have been in compensation funds, my age is, we can't take any, if I can put it in on easy terms, we can't take any Jack or Jill, which is somebody out at the day, because we really want to see changes there. So I just want to check with us before I make my view on saying before the end of the next financial year. Are we expecting the processes to start being kickstarted, or we want appointments in those positions before the end of the financial year?
Yeah.
I didn't come up with a suggestion, because the suggestion that is put forward, come up with your own, so that we hear on this particular problem, and then we can take it forward. very difficult. It's not a thing this has to do because it ends up with the problems of leadership. You do have leadership and there. But taking this leadership from one point to another, is it really assisting the department? Because all these people have their own packages, so they are working on that thing. But if we are going to just say at the end, we'll never hear 135. But it's something that we can go on and on and on and further. However, if that's what the mission feels that we should have a deadline, whenever we call them, we want that if they come in and ask about that question, they will say, remember that in the recommendations you said you must come at the end of the financial year. We are in work in progress. Because you, it's not an easy thing to do. Narapula, Mutaka?
Jonathan, you are talking here about the less performing entity. So, in order for us to campaign for positive government, we need to be strict and put pressure, and putting pressure by putting deadlines. And if let it be their own responsibility to come and excuse to say we haven't reached it because of this and this. But what we want is for them to deliver by the end of the financial year. See, that then say not updating any time they can come and update you and all that. But the action must be taken by when. That's what we want to. And then when that comes, they know for a fact that they failed to do what we wanted them to do. But if you just say agent is any time. I mean, you need to be specific. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. I think we need to go back to the recommendations that we've made previously and just put it into our recommendation context. So if you go to page 4, the first recommendation should be put in. The department and all its entities must report quarterly to the committee to ensure quarterly expenditure improves. We should put that into our recommendation. We don't need to say anyway, just put it in. I go further down the page. The department must report to the committee on a quarterly basis on progress made with regard to filling of vacant funds post. Put it into our recommendations again. Because they haven't given us proper answers anyway, we put it into our recommendations. Going further to the bottom of the page, we put a tentative date. We can change that date. We can use the same wording again in view of the challenges. I would change the word challenges in view of the disaster faced by the compensation fund. It is recommended that the minister ensures that the entity comes back within and we can give a certain amount of time. We don't have to obviously stick to the 5th of November. But again, we can put that recommendation in. I'll go across to the next page and there's more recommendations. And each time we've got recommendations, we haven't had much response from them. So I'm not looking to reinvent the wheel. All I'm looking to is take this committee's recommendations that they've already made and to put it into our final recommendations, because we've had no response. In most of them, we haven't had. So I would then look on, you see on page 5, there's 4 other recommendations, and again, each one of these 4 haven't given us proper responses. So my suggestion is, we take our own recommendations, that we've given them in the past, not get proper response, put it into the final recommendations. Thank you for listening, Corina.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I am not sure that I understand another question correctly. Because to me, he's saying if we include something with opinion and report back to the committee before the end of the financial year, we are in a way extending what we already have over our reaction. What we already have as a result, which is to say, on a quarterly basis, they should come back to the result. That's why I, from the same stage, honorable always was agreeing with me when we were saying when they come to the community again, they should give us progress report on what has transpired, which then qualifies the urgency that we have to do. I just wanted to appeal to my colleagues. No, sir. It's urgently. And we have a schedule that quarterly they come to us. So when they come there, they should bring us their report. And remember, every time we invite them, we give them the agenda on what we need them to report on. Like, for instance, we indicate that over and above what we have prepared for the report, if we can also clarify upon this issue. So I think what the committee secretary should do is to note the urgency of the feeling of those positions so that when they come to the committee, they give us this.
I think we
are not far away from each other. Honorable, on this.
Thanks, Chair. I mean, look, we're going in the same direction. My thing on this particular point was it's too vague, and the department will just smile and come here with a nice little gloppy presentation saying, oh, we're working hard, and that's going to achieve anything. So I'm trying to toughen up that thing. I mean, the researchers have picked on the correct point, but the wording was very loose, and the department would rather write through it. We know what happens. We've seen on the ground when we go out to the rural areas, something happens because it's, you know. So the point on page 4 at the bottom, 3.1.2, talks to this point that I'm trying to make with the conversation plan. The instance comes back when it used to be the Commission of Plans and Remedies, probably a tentative date or something like that. See, that's as long as we have a date that says compensation fund anywhere on this fourth term, up on this current term program. See, that's my problem. My problem is, we have recommendations and we're not even following. Can I ask you then that we agree a date as a commission, or you as the chairperson can be successful, and we put the date into this thing by January or February or some date, because what's happening with this is it's an ongoing drama. And I agree with the honourable member from the EFF that we should just say we want feedback on this matter by 15 February or I don't know what date. So that they know that between now and 15 February that they're going to do something. Because to come back and say the same thing they did last time is not going to make a difference. So if you give them a deadline at least, especially if you're saying these targets are all too vague, and I'm suggesting that the 10th of January of November should be modified to something we can do, and I don't know whether yourself or Zolani can get in as practically possible. But in fact, 1st of February, we want a report on what project report on what you've done about the matter. We are, honestly, Honorable Agnew and myself and Honorable America are getting a flood of emails about people can't get their compensation benefits, and really, we're not up there to school political, and you are. They're not just there to score political points. They're really concerned about the public out there. They might have asked that we can't get the department to do this. So I'm sure as a committee we should also provide support on these matters. But I'm trying to not make it too prescriptive so that it falls flat. I'm trying to give a bit of leeway. But I think one of the more taken point that by the date we want to take, surely.
Okay. I think we are not quite concerned that it's not. Let's take this quarterly, because what is right now, end of the financial year, the end of the quarter, and that's the next quarter. So we get a progress report. Can we do that?
Or the compensation
plan? Oh, yeah, it's fine. What's the compensation plan?
Okay.
It's a progress report.
The progress report will be from the compensation plan, then I can deliver
it. Okay, we're fine.
July?
Love it, Jesse. Progress report. That's the English, no other English. Mm-hmm.
judgment urgently as directly as she has learned the explanation of the community management issues in the condensation time and the subsequent employment exercise and provide quarterly progress requests to the committee.
Okay. Any more on the accommodation? For our group, not a group, but we don't know how many you are you?
I'm down to an extent that we haven't accepted me, my suggestion about putting all our recommendations back on. Because this doesn't cover all those recommendations we've made in the past, and especially the one Gavin Hansen. But the committee doesn't want that.
I bet with the how we honor the Bagben because Bagben was featuring in what is already in the document. As a result, you can see that the first amendment that was put there is already contained in the document. My understanding is that their pressure is on typing new things because of the ones that are already in the document are going to be taken in recommendations because you propose that. You propose that and you have adding on to what you were saying because we said the recommendations that I share should be actually captured by the other recommendations. So I don't want to agree with what he was saying to say his recommendations are just showing you are covered.
That's all very well telling you that, but in fact I'm not. Look at this one. Due to the challenges faced by vulnerable groups, we propose that the number of inspectors in different categories be increased.
But
have we increased inspectors in the vulnerable groups? Have we asked? We haven't asked for that. We made a recommendation at PACS.
More money because we want to have one set of guys in here.
That's in the CTNA. Well, I'll read it again.
The first
recommendation you made, Chair, which was saying Treasury should speed up paying back that money to the department so that more inspectors should be employed. Which was not referring to the NBA inspector. Remember, I even made a background which was talking to our business.
Just let me have a look at that roll-up. What number is it?
1, 2, 3, 4. Treasury, to labor, fluffer, vulnerable worker. No, it's the one above it. It's the one above it there. Although Treasury has agreed to return to make part payments available in the current financial year, so as to allow the plight of vulnerable workers. We might want to add in there by appointing more inspectors.
Including appointing more inspectors. I'm happy with that. Sorry. I'm happy with that sentence that we write in including the appointment of more inspectors.
I think that it's being unchecked, it's a very much of thing that is unchecking. Any more? Honorable moderator?
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm adding two more recommendations that it has to do with accountability. When I go through the report from the Auditor General on page 11, 12, and 13, it was shown that about 16,269,000 of invoices were not accounted for, meaning they were irregularly expended. So, and the Auditor General here is saying the accounting officer has never taken a disciplinary action against the wrongdoer. So, my commendation is on this one. Let the disciplinary action be taken against those who are responsible for this, and also the accounting officer who failed to take action after being advised by the AG, also be disciplined. That's number one. I'm saying the department must take an action against these individuals from compensation fund who have spent 60 million plus without any invoices provided to the audit, where they do audit. And the accounting officer himself also or herself must also be disciplined because he or she failed to take an action as recommended by the Auditor General.
I'm trying to recall all the, because I think when they were here, they were responding on each competition. I don't remember the answer. Maybe someone must ask it to me. Honorable Lolio.
Sanchez. Honorable Mudeka said he wants to address the issues of accommodation. And a bullet above where Montaigne has inserted this amendment. If when we were saying issues of leadership and financial and performance management, the issue of financial management covers this issue of the unaccounted fund, will he not be covered then by that letter?
Honorable
Mudeka,
I think
not at all, because that one is there. This one deals with disciplinary action against somebody who spent the money not in a proper way. Yes.
I'm not comfortable with the matter. Because I think that we were given a response in all the recommendations that we did last year. I'm not sure if we're in that meeting because each and every recommendation that we made and gave a response. But also here we're dealing with the department and we're asking them, as the Honorable Lolio is saying, we're asking them to deal with all those issues. So I don't understand why you are going to unpage every meeting. You couldn't understand. I think we all understand the recommendation. But it's really fair. See there, and we've been given something that says it's work in progress, why it could not happen. It was there. And I don't remember after the DC has spoken question after question, but I think we all appreciated that it's something that, just that I can't think what was expected, we have no, we have no limit. However, we do well. Bullet point that speaks to what you're saying. Please, let's just look each other and be persuaded. Another one there, Madeira.
a person mind is straightforward. Let me read it. Disciplinary action must be taken against the irregular spender of that 16 plus million that was not accounted for. That is, this one is specific. It's not general leadership and financial issues and all that. This one is specific because really if we are not getting hard on these people, this entity won't improve. All these red flags won't go away.
Chairman, I appeal to Honorable Museka if we can go back to page 2 of the document. 1.3 in particular, which talks to the table of the visible ash. That in essence is meant for Parliament to make recommendations to the Minister of Finance to amend the budget of the National Department. What Honorable Moteka is raising there is an issue of dealing with those who mismanage the funds of the department. Because that does not directly need the go-ahead of the Minister of Finance, can we then reverse that one for one, either when we have our meeting with the department so that we direct them to take action, or it is put in the same package as the one we are asking the secretary to say when we call the department, we need to package this issue so that when they come to our meeting, they come with responses. Because if we put that item or that proposal in the digital part, it has no direct impact in terms of requesting treasure to provide money.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. In fact, here I'm putting recommendation. That was recommended by the Auditor General before. So I'm saying this will help the Treasury to see to see that the money is giving to the Department of the entity will be accounted for because the actions of the AD are taken seriously.
Honorable Modaka, it is not in the condition. That's not the condition of the Minister of Finance. I think Honorable Modaka is the right. It's a right recommendation, but it's a wrong one. It's a wrong thing. It is right that you can't do it here. Because you can't say to the Minister of Finance, that you must conduct a disciplinary hearing. Not really.
You can't connect the contact to the Minister of Finance, but we can say to the Minister of Labour. So, I mean, I think we could make that requirement to the Minister of Labour. Minister of Labour, or Department of Labour, should develop better procedures for dealing with, I don't like the word performing, I think it's rather people who feel guilty of
irregular spend.
Yes, so it's not worth performing. But people who have this wasteful expenditure and that we can start, you could shorten it to that, we want departments to develop their procedures for dealing with people to engage in wasteful expenditure. So in other words, we change it.
Another rephrase, taking into account that the manner in which compensation is found, it is difficult for them at this stage to trace certain
certain people. So I think we must train, formulate it in such a way that it addresses the problem. You see what the maybe to have tighter also, you can say what I say, but also you must add something or tighter measure so that they can train who has done what, who has done what, because you might find the result of the chaos there, it is not easy for them. I think let's talk to purposes that are going to avoid. If we can speak to that, it's possible that they might know, but also it might be difficult. So find out something that's
okay, let me try and finish. The importance of labor tighten financial control to prevent mismanagement of funds and introduce tougher measures to ensure
that no fraud takes place in the future.
To use tougher measures to discipline individuals found guilty of mismanagement of funds.
Because to me, if we say the Department of Labor should come up with tougher measures to deal with mismanagement of funds, without the even the initial part, to me, covering the initial part. Because what we want them to do is to come with the tough measures to deal with mismanagement of funds. And that is taking difficult, you see, and any other thing that is
including the disciplinary procedure.
The tougher measure we want is, you see, there's nothing tougher than taking 1 to 8, you see. Yeah.
Oh, we agree. I'm just not sure what the wording is.
Okay. Come with your wording. Come with the... put it on top there.
The DOL must tighten financial control to prevent mismanagement of funds and to introduce proper measures to deal with the mismanagement of funds.
And that's my recommendation. Not the
voice that we often fight. So if she agrees and I agree, usually we can find the middle, and then I wait for other members to raise objections or change. But I'm just.
Okay.
Oliver Ollis is wrong, because even the recommendation is from me, but he wants to see if you're doing it. Okay. Okay, I'm happy with how they phrased it there. My problem about it is it's only dealing with the future irregularities. But what about the one that has already happened and no action was taken? That's my word.
That thing is not saying only future. It's not only future.
Let's put it on the screen.
Yeah, put it there, let's see.
management, but where the full stop is. Oh, sorry. Can we add after that word of management where the full stop is? By official. View of financial management by official. Well, it's not the public here, if you want to.
Can we agree that that is talking about the future, not the water? Because it's preventing and it's introducing. So it has nothing to do with what happened before. It has to do with what can come.
If there were no matters, because my understanding is that when we are using that law there, we are moving from a point that there are no tighter measures to deal with this situation. Now that we are introducing a tool, we don't want a perpetual thing happening in terms of mismanagement of funds. Those funds have been mismanaged, which led us to putting in that clause. When the department is here, it's our right to say to the department, what have you done with what happened when you did not have this measure we are demanding in you? So to me, there's no lost love. That thing of the beginning, those who have mismanaged funds, can still take place. But for now, we want to close any loopholes that might be there in the operations of the department.
For me, Chairperson, for me, I don't speak for myself. But for me, I'm happy with what it says now, this is me. That I'm happy with. I don't know about other members, but I am happy with it.
Okay. There's no one who is not happy except the Martin. There is no one who is not happy except the Martin. Thank you.
So, Martin, you are now, like, I don't know if I'm allowed to say you are now being out of order. Because I've said, I'm happy with what is written there.
Oh.
But my only challenge is, it is not helping to address what AG have recommended. But for that, it's going to stop everything for the future and all that. So I'm happy with it.
Okay, thank you. My apologies. You are all happy. Any other anything about the recommendations on that? No? Okay, it's no, no. So we all know what we have agreed upon. This marriage looks convenient.
I'm not, you know, where the hard work is over, so I'm just having a little smile.
And that you have to do with money as well, not with anybody.
You see, dear person, the point is, you are not behaving as a proper chair, you know. You are chairing, but not telling us how to word the thing.
Okay.
So we are discussing here, and, you know, my colleague will listen in my ear if I'm wrong, and I will listen in his ear, and then I will listen in the ear of Honorable Lolly, where she speaks often.
Right.
And sometimes I will have to Honorable Monseca. You know, and so it goes. We're not close friends, but not friends. And we disagree sometimes on policy, but that's why I know. If her and I agree, we're probably going to go far. Maybe not all the way here. My colleagues will also disagree, but, you know, we negotiate.
Now, members, we are done with the report.
with the amendment. Another comment,
please. I thought we were dealing with that particular set of code 2, but my second one is was going in line with that one, but it is different because it's on a different measure. It says disciplinary action must be taken for the under expenditure going together with a failure to reach target. Meaning if the entity or the department understands, but at the same time still not failing, not reaching the target, the responsible people must be disciplined. That's tougher. And but I know you're trying to avoid discipline weight on the recommendation. That's my last recommendation.
Another
question. Chair, the initial proposal by Honorable Mandeka was talking to poor government, and we regarded it such that it took the language of the Shogunai. Can we then appeal to him that let us not go there because what he is raising is again introducing this issue of poor government, of which we have captured there the issue that the introduction of the tighter measures is what is going to address what he is raising now. Can we appeal to him that yes, though it's referring to current incidents, but mechanisms of dealing with what he is raising are the same mechanisms that we have adopted in the form of the
Honorable
Minister.
Thank you.
I think probably is wrong. First was not about top performance, it was about irregular expenditure. Now this one is talking about this 126 million that was underspent. So it's different, two different things, and then the one she's talking is not something I was talking about. So I'm saying all this one is that were spent irregularly or were underspent. Individuals should account to them before we can say we are happy with the recommendations.
Can you
extract
them? What was wrong?
The 126,356,000 that was underspent must be accounted for, and the individuals that were responsible must be disciplined. That's what I'm saying. We're talking to the Minister of Labour because these people are working for his entities or under his under her and his department.
Okay,
but number.
Okay.
When it comes to the 126 million. On this presentation, the department is already accounted for the understanding of this. So, say, how did it come about? That is why the use of contractors outside the department that was the Department of Public Works, a budget has been going to spend so much money paying what they were owed to the Department of Public Works. But the invoice that they received from the Department of Public Works was under what they were. Also in the GCI as budget to spend a particular amount on the secular health, but when they were invoiced, it was less than what they budgeted for. So that also contributed to the expenditure of the department. So those are some of the factors that we can't access the department to be in anyone's work. They were caused by factors outside the control of the department.
Any other one that wants to come to the table?
Chairperson, I hear the defense from our office. But that cannot be condoned because in the previous financial year before this one came around, the under expenditure was 23 million. Now it is 136, increased by 52 million plus. So we cannot keep on putting excuses on this. What about the last year's one? And I'm not happy with this.
Okay.
But,
I think the explanation was given by the DG on it. We do know that we told the DG that we are not going to say yes whenever he gave them strict instructions on this particular issue. And in any case, it has been accounted for. It's not the money that has been managed by anyone, but it's also the database, or we can call it in a different way. So we understand that you are not happy, but can we deal with what we have agreed for? Any more?
I'm happy with the document as it is. Could we just get a copy of that amendment? Okay. Because I don't know when I leave here. I don't have a copy, I don't know what we agree.
Okay, don't you? It's fine, you can have the draft, but I think now they have to combine and take all the documents that we can finish something, how it should be, and then it's a copy one. But I don't think that they come in. You must note the objection of PSF on the additional curriculum. Now, we come to the second part of the agenda. This is the Phoenix away. Remember, let's start with the 27th. We all have to page 1. 107, 107, different topics. Page 2.
Members are aware that it's
of the program that it has changed because
we're going to get some more time.
No, it's 21 minutes.
Okay, so Emily, just to mention that with today's meeting, we're supposed to take this on Friday, and the adoption of the soul, because we have moved that we won't be having any problem with these people coming back. So today, the meeting is going to be
anything on any other?
You've got the guide for that legislation.
The issue of... I think when you report about the status quo, when you report something in Hannibal in the next meeting, because there are certain things that they are looking at.
Okay.
The meeting is at the end.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Johnny.